Grand County Republican Representative Carl Albrecht says that the Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments are too big and cover lands unworthy of conservation status.
If you've ever walked the ground in either one of those monuments, there is a whole lot of sagebrush and there's a whole lot of pinyon and juniper, and that doesn't need to be protected.
Albrecht's solution? Exempt Utah from the Antiquities Act.
So my resolution just simply states, exempt Utah. Let's quit kicking this football back and forth from one administration to another. Let's exempt Utah, and if we want a new monument, we want a new park, let's work from the ground up instead of the top down.
Albrecht's House Joint Resolution 1 encourages Congress to pass legislation exempting Utah from the 1906 Act that allows presidents to set lands aside. Exempting a state is something that's been done before. Monument designations in both Wyoming and Alaska currently have to be approved by Congress, though when those exemptions were put into place, they came in tandem with large-scale conservation efforts. But for Utah Sierra Club Executive Director Ashley Sotishek, the Antiquities Act remains a vital conservation tool, and Albrecht's bill is therefore a step backward.
For preservation and protection of public lands, this bill just goes completely in the wrong direction. We have amazing public land, and the Antiquities Act provides a tool for the president to be able to designate those as protected areas. And if we take away that tool, then we are, you know, potentially damming these lands for future generations.
Sotishek says that both Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase, as they were originally designated, were not too large. In fact, they could have been bigger.
In the case of Bear's Ears in particular, the five tribes that have come together to push for that monument designation actually wanted an area that was significantly larger. There are a number of historical and sacred archaeological sites. There are amazing habitats that are incredibly important, wildlife corridors, and just, you know, beautiful places that need to be preserved for recreational purposes and for their own intrinsic value.
Albrecht's resolution is still awaiting assignment to committee for a first hearing, but the Grand County Republican says he's cautiously optimistic about its chances.
We'll see how it goes. If the governor signs it, if it passes and the governor signs it, then it'll go to our delegation.
With KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough for Utah Public Radio.